This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Once again this morning, the presidential election is not quite over. Once again, President Bush's aides claim an advantage, but we are still waiting for a final result. It would be hard to call this a repeat of the 2000 election, simply because nothing could be, but it certainly is another problematic morning after the vote. The state of Ohio and its 20 electoral votes are up in the air, although President Bush at last count was leading by roughly 140,000 votes, with some provisional ballots yet to be counted. NPR's Don Gagne joins us from the Ronald Reagan building where the Bush campaign held its election night celebration. And Don, take us through how we got to this point.
Well, the president started out the day voting in downtown Crawford, Texas yesterday. And at that early hour, he seemed unusually low-key, as did his aides. They had an almost somber air. And there was a sense that maybe they were seeing something in their internal numbers that scared them. Then Steve, early afternoon, the first exit polls came out, and they showed John Kerry doing very well. And if they had held, if they'd proved to be true, that Kerry would win. The Bush campaign saw those numbers, and they were admittedly concerned about them, but they also maintained that they were likely wrong and that the president would win.
When did the day start to turn?
Well, after the polls closed and the numbers started rolling in, at first with Bush victories in states that the president had been expected to take, and with the president holding on to a lead in both the popular and electoral votes as polls closed across the Midwest, the mood was turning. The president himself spoke briefly to reporters just before 10 p.m. He was in the White House residence. He said he felt good. Then Pennsylvania went Democratic for John Kerry. But from that point on, things only got better for the president. He won Florida. Then at 10 minutes to 1 a.m., the Republican Party Chairman Ed Gillespie stepped onto the stage here at the Ronald Reagan building, and he said at that point that Ohio had been called for President Bush.
Which the Kerry campaign would disagree with at this point, but there's certainly no disagreement that Ohio is the critical state in this election.
Absolutely. The president campaigned there intensely. He had surrogates there. There was a huge ground force organized by the party. The president spent a part of the last 6 days of the campaign in Ohio. So he really, really did work hard on that state. After they almost lost it 4 years ago, and party officials there back 4 years ago said that the result was so close it scared them to death, that they weren't going to let that happen this time.
So that's the backdrop here. John Kerry has not conceded defeat. John Edwards came out and said he wanted all the votes to be counted. The Kerry campaign says there are a couple hundred thousand or more provisional ballots to count. And what are you hearing from the Bush campaign now this morning?
Well, we never heard from the president at the post-election party. We thought he was going to come out and declare victory. He didn't. But his chief of staff, Andy Card, came out just after 5:30 this morning and said they're convinced that President Bush has won re-election with more than 286 electoral votes. He went on to say that in Ohio, the president has a lead of 140,000 votes. And even if you factor in the provisional ballots that have yet to be counted, that the Ohio Secretary of State says that the president's lead is statistically insurmountable after even those ballots are considered. And Andy Card did say that the president is going to give John Kerry more time, this is a quote, more time to reflect on the outcome of this election. And then he said at some point later today, the president himself will make a statement about all of this.
And if the president in the end does claim victory, will he also claim a mandate for policies?
Yes, absolutely. Andy Card noted that the president received more votes than any other presidential candidate in history. So, yes, they do consider this a mandate, especially given that Republicans picked up House and Senate seats as well. And don't forget, after the 2000 election controversy, the president acted like he had a mandate. So this will be no different.
NPR's Don Gagne is at the Ronald Reagan building here in Washington, where the Bush campaign expected last night to celebrate victory and ended up holding a very different kind of ceremony.
Now to NPR's Scott Horsley, who is with the Kerry campaign in Boston. So, as we've just heard, no surrender from the John Kerry campaign.
That's right, Renee. As you heard, Senator Edwards came out about 2:30 this morning and told a small but hearty crowd of supporters in Boston's Copley Square that the campaign was planning to wait until every vote is counted. Senator Edwards said it had been a long night, but the Democrats had waited 4 years for victory and they could wait a little bit longer. Sometime earlier, Senator Kerry's campaign manager, Mary Beth Cahill, had sent out an email saying there were some 250,000 votes still to be counted in Ohio. and arguing bravely that when those votes are counted, Senator Kerry will win that state, and she says the election.
Well, as it turned out, there was a roller coaster ride in this election, and it seems to have been taken by John Kerry.
Yes. The Kerry campaign staff was never cocky, but they were clearly upbeat throughout the day yesterday. They felt like they had momentum in the final days of the campaign. There was a really positive feeling on the campaign bus yesterday. As Don mentioned, the early exit polls were very favorable for Senator Kerry. And then last night, it was like the scene from The Last Hurrah, as the numbers sort of slowly, inexorably came in and just swept away all the assumptions. And I think one big assumption that the campaign had made was that the higher the turnout, the better for John Kerry. In fact, Advisor Joe Lockhart said exactly that yesterday. And as we've learned, for every new Democrat who turned out at the polls yesterday, at least one new Republican showed up as well.
And do you know what the game plan is today for the Kerry campaign?
Well, at the moment, we're in a kind of holding pattern. After John Edwards made his announcement that they intended to wait and see that every vote was counted, the campaign told everyone to go to sleep, and they told us not to expect any more news from the Kerry camp until at least 10 o'clock this morning Eastern time. This is partly a response to what the campaign sees as a mistake that Al Gore made 4 years ago, and many of the Kerry staffers are veterans of that campaign. They think that Al Gore failed to project the kind of victor's image that George W. Bush did, and the Kerry camp doesn't want to do anything that would suggest they're about to concede. That's not to suggest they won't concede, but if they feel there's a chance of making a real contest in Ohio, they don't want to do anything that gives President Bush a win in the imagery battle.
Well, exit polls suggest that values were a big motivator for voters this year. Did that work against John Kerry?
It probably did. Values and faith are certainly a strength for President Bush, although Senator Kerry, who is himself a practicing Catholic, tried to level that playing field somewhat, talking more and more about his own faith and values in the waning days of the campaign. In fact, one of Senator Kerry's last major speeches of the campaign, which he gave in Florida about 10 days ago, was on the subject of faith and values. And I think the end of that speech is worth remembering this morning. Kerry told the audience that when all is said and done, America will elect a president, and whether it's me or George Bush, he said, that person will need your prayers.
What about John Kerry? You're there at the campaign there in Boston. What is he like as of the last time you saw him?
Well, he was you know, sort of nostalgic and philosophical yesterday, although this was while he was still, I think, feeling very confident about his chances. But he did talk a little bit about just the process of the campaign and said, having gone state to state across the country, seeing so many thousands of people, having so many thousands of people invest their hopes in him, he felt very moved by that, and he said, if you're not moved by that, you're missing something. He said, no matter what happens, he thinks it's been a great statement to the world about the power of America's democracy.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR's Scott Horsley with the Kerry campaign in Boston. And we will continue to cover yesterday's results throughout the morning. The presidential election at this moment in time remains unresolved. President Bush leads in the popular vote by 100,000 votes. John Kerry has refused to concede, however, and his running mate John Edwards says all the votes have to be counted.